Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks with leaders from Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia on urgent need for de-escalating the conflict in West Asia. Tensions across Gulf region escalate following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Government says over 1 lakh domestic and commercial PNG connections issued in past 2 weeks to ensure uninterrupted supply to consumers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts country must become self-reliant in drone manufacturing to ensure strategic autonomy amid present geopolitical uncertainties. Sensex and Nifty crash over 3% as domestic stock markets wipe out gains of past 3 sessions due to intense selling. And in Orleans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma enters quarterfinal of women's singles. Men's doubles pair of Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amsakarunan also advanced to last 8 in France. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today engaged with leaders of Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia in a series of high-level diplomatic conversations. Discussions centered on de-escalating tensions in West Asia while reaffirming India's commitment to dialogue, diplomacy and regional stability. During his talks with leaders of Oman and Jordan, Mr. Modi also appreciated their efforts in facilitating the safe return of Indian nationals stranded in the region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during his conversation with the Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, he reiterated India's strong condemnation of the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. During his interaction with King of Jordan, Abdullah II, Prime Minister Modi remarked that attacks on energy infrastructure in West Asia are condemnable and can lead to avoidable escalation. Mr. Modi affirmed that India and Jordan stand in support of unhindered transit of goods and energy. The Prime Minister said during the conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron, both leaders looked forward to continuing coordination to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. Mr. Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim during their talks discussed the deeply concerning situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi also extended his greetings to him on the occasion of the upcoming festival of Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri. India has expressed concern at the recent attacks on energy installations across the Gulf region, terming them deeply disturbing. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Anthea Jaiswal stated this in response to media queries during a press briefing in New Delhi this afternoon. Mr. Jaiswal said such attacks are unacceptable and need to cease. The spokesperson said LPG availability is under watch, adding that the government is prioritizing domestic consumers while actively working to diversify energy sources.
Shipping routes have been impacted. Supply of LPG is a matter of concern. Therefore, we are prioritizing domestic consumption, domestic consumers first. Their needs will be taken care of. We are also trying to diversify our sources, looking for LPG supply from other parts of the world. And we'll do our best to secure our energy security needs.
Mr. Jaiswal said energy assistance has been sought by neighbouring countries including Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and the Maldives. The government has said that 100% supply of domestic piped natural gas PNG and compressed natural gas CNG for transportation purposes has been ensured across the country. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today. She said around 1,25,000 domestic and commercial PNG connections have been issued within the span of 2 weeks to ensure uninterrupted energy supply to consumers. The Joint Secretary said the situation regarding LPG is concerning, but there is no risk of a complete stockout.
MOEFCC has already advised state governments, state pollution control boards for permitting the use of kerosene and coal as an alternate fuel. Ministry of Coal has already issued orders to Coal India and Singareni Collieries to allot higher quantities to states for distributing coal to small, medium and other consumers. States have also been advised to facilitate the new PNG connections for both domestic and commercial consumers. State and union territories are also requested to establish helpline numbers and ensure wide publicity at regular intervals so that the panic or the rumours can be controlled.
Joint Secretary Gulf for the External Affairs Ministry Asim Mahajan said since the 28th of February, around 2,80,000 passengers have returned from the region to India.
Airlines continue to operate limited non-scheduled flights based on operational and safety considerations between UAE and India. Flights continue to operate from Oman and Saudi Arabia to India. Qatar airspace remains partially open, with Qatar Airways operating non-scheduled commercial flights to India. In view of the flight restrictions from Kuwait, Bahrain and Iraq, we continue to facilitate transit of stranded Indian nationals and for emergency cases via Saudi Arabia.
Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Rajesh Kumar Sinha said all Indian ships in the Persian Gulf, including the Strait of Hormuz, remain safe with no reported incidents and 611 vessels secure. Tensions in West Asia remain high following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Addressing a media briefing in Washington today, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today said Iran will face the largest strike package again, asserting that the ongoing war will end on America's terms.
Our objectives, given directly from our America First president, remain exactly what they were on day one, unchanged, on target, and on plan. Destroy missiles, launchers, and Iran's defense industrial base so they cannot rebuild. Destroy their navy, and Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. Our objectives from day one.
Meanwhile, Israeli strikes have pushed deeper into Lebanon, hitting central Beirut, including the Basta and Zuqaq al-Blat areas. In a coordinated diplomatic response, foreign ministers from 12 Arab and Islamic countries issued a joint statement in Riyadh condemning Iranian missile strikes on civilian infrastructure across the Gulf. Air defense systems remain on high alert as threats to energy infrastructure persist. More from our West Asia correspondent.
In a significant development on the Red Sea coast, Saudi Arabia says its air defenses intercepted a ballistic missile targeting the strategic port of Yanbu, a critical oil export hub that has gained importance as traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains disrupted. Authorities also confirmed that a drone struck the nearby Samref refinery complex, a joint venture between Saudi Aramco and ExxonMobil. Early assessments indicate only limited damage to operations. Yanbu has become a vital alternative export route for Gulf crude in the recent weeks, with shipments rising sharply as tankers divert away from the Strait of Hormuz. Industry data suggests exports from the port have surged to nearly 1.9 million barrels per day, significantly above normal levels. The latest attack highlights the growing vulnerability of Red Sea energy corridors, which already face threats along key choke points, including the Strait of Bab el-Mandeb. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. Here with us on the news at 9. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India must work in mission mode to emerge as a global hub of indigenous drone manufacturing in the next few years. He said the country must become self-reliant in drone manufacturing to ensure strategic autonomy amid present geopolitical uncertainties. The minister was addressing the National Defence Industries Conclave in New Delhi.
Today, India needs to create a drone manufacturing ecosystem in which we are completely Atmanirbhar. I know this is not an easy task because in most countries where drones are manufactured, many critical components are imported, especially from China. For India's defense preparedness and strategic autonomy, it is essential that India becomes completely Atmanirbhar in drone manufacturing.
Ahead of the upcoming assembly polls in four states of Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry, along with by-elections in six states, the Election Commission has extended the facility of postal ballot voting to electors above 85 years of age and persons with disabilities. The poll body said eligible voters can apply through Form 12D within 5 days of the election notification with the help of their booth-level officer. The BJP today released the second list of 111 candidates for the upcoming West Bengal Assembly polls. The 294-member State Assembly will go to polls in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of next month. The BJP also released its first list of 88 candidates for the Assam Assembly polls. Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma will contest from Jalukbari constituency, polling for 126 assembly constituencies in Assam will be held in a single phase on the 9th of April. The party also issued its second list of 39 candidates for the Keralam assembly polls. It also announced its candidates for the upcoming assembly by-elections in various states. In Maharashtra, in a major breakthrough in anti-Naxal operations, 11 senior Maoist cadres surrendered in Gadchiroli district. The surrendered Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 68 lakh rupees. President Draupadi Murmu offered prayers at Prem Mandir and ISKCON Temple in Vrindavan, Uttar Pradesh this evening. Earlier in the day, the president offered prayers at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya and participated in the Sri Ram Yantra Sthapana ceremony. Addressing a gathering, the president said India is progressing towards an inclusive and developed nation, expressing confidence that these goals will be achieved by 2047 with the blessings of Lord Ram. President Murmu reached Ayodhya today on a 3-day visit to Uttar Pradesh. The traditional New Year festivals of Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navre and Sajibu Cheroba are being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The festivals mark the advent of the Hindu New Year and the onset of the spring season, which are celebrated in various forms across the country. The day also marks the beginning of Chaitra Navratri and is dedicated to the worship of Goddess Durga and her nine forms. It will conclude with Ram Navami, marking the birth of Lord Ram. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty plunged over 3% today. The markets wiped out the gains of the past three sessions due to intense selling. We have a report.
The Sensex nosedived 2,497 points to close at 74,207, while the Nifty tumbled 776 points to settle at 23,002. The markets wiped out the gains of the past three sessions in a single day as cautious commentary from the Federal Reserve, along with escalating tensions in West Asia, weighed heavily on investor sentiment. Indian currency market remained closed today on account of Gudi Padwa, and in the commodities market, Brent crude continues to trade above $110 per barrel. Rajesh Lake for Akashwani News.
In Orleans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma entered quarterfinal of women's singles at Palais des Sports in France today. Tanvi defeated compatriot Anmol Karbi in a round of 16 match this evening. Indian men's doubles pair of Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amsakarunan have also advanced to the quarterfinals. Arjun and Hariharan defeated Scottish duo of Alexander Dunn and Adam Pringle in the pre-quarterfinal. Delhi today witnessed light to moderate rainfall as sudden weather changes triggered thunderstorms across several areas, including Noida, Ghaziabad and Greater Noida. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi talks with leaders from Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia on urgent need for de-escalating the conflict in West Asia. Tensions across Gulf region escalate following series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Government says over 1 lakh domestic and commercial PNG connections issued in past 2 weeks to ensure uninterrupted supply to consumers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts country must become self-reliant in drone manufacturing to ensure strategic autonomy. Sensex and Nifty crash over 3% as domestic stock markets wipe out gains of past three sessions. And in New Orleans, Masters badminton Tanvi Sharma enters quarterfinal of women's singles. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.